Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, September 16th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Samsung Display began mass-producing laptop-sized 90Hz OLED panels, which will initially be used in several upcoming 14-inch Asus ZenBook and VivoBook models. The company announced back in January it was planning to ramp up OLED laptop panel production in 2021. LG announced the DirectView LED or DVLED home cinema display lineup, which ranges from a 108-inch HD screen to a 325-inch 8K panel that costs a cool $1.7 million and weighs over 2,000 pounds. LG reserved these panels in the past for commercial buyers. Now if you have the cash, you can buy one. The displays use LEDs, with some using smaller micro-LEDs, according to CNET, similar to Samsung's The Wall and Sony's Crystal LED lineup. A study by the Federal Trade Commission identified 819 transactions between 2010 and 2019 by Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, Facebook, and Microsoft that weren't reported to antitrust agencies. These included acquisitions of voting control of companies, partial investments, patent acquisitions, and acquihires. U.S. merger law requires no reporting on deals of $92 million or less. Those between $92 million and $368 million have file requirements based on assets of the merging companies, and deals over $368 million must be reported. Documents filed by the U.S. Justice Department show that employees at an American firm facilitated a $1.3 million sale of an iPhone exploit tool to the United Arab Emirates in 2016. MIT Technology Review sources say this was developed by the firm Acuvent, although they are not naming the firm in the filing. This exploit used iMessage to take over an iPhone and was used by the UAE's de facto spy agency Dark Matter against hundreds of targets to surveil geopolitical rivals, dissidents, and human rights activists. The U.S. fined three former U.S. intelligence and military personnel $1.68 million for this unlicensed work. Alphabet's Project Tara successfully transmitted 700 terabytes of data over 20 days between Brazzaville in the Republic of Congo and Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of Congo using wireless free space orbital communication links. These links were originally developed by Alphabet's now-shuttered Project Loon to transmit data between stratospheric helium balloons. Project Tara reported 99.9% availability using these links. AMC CEO Adam Aron said the company plans to accept Ether, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash as payment for online ticket and concessions. Last month, the company announced plans to accept Bitcoin as payment in the U.S. Walmart plans to begin rolling out autonomous vehicles from Ford and Argo AI later this year to do last-mile deliveries from stores in Austin, Miami, and Washington, D.C. Argo AI and Ford have been testing AV systems in Miami and DC since 2018 and in Austin since 2019. According to a research note from Deutsche Bank, the Walmart Plus subscription service grew to an estimated 32 million subscribers in the U.S. According to surveys, 25% of respondents in June and July said they subscribed to Walmart Plus, up from 19% in prior months. 57% of respondents said they were Amazon Prime subscribers, and about 86% of Walmart Plus subscribers have Amazon Prime. GoPro launched the Hero 10 Black action camera, able to shoot up to 5.3K at 60 frames per second, as well as 4K up to 120 frames per second, and super slow-mo 240 frames per second at 2.7K. With a $50 a year GoPro subscription, users can upload videos directly from the camera to the cloud while charging. The Hero 10 Black costs $499, or $399 with a GoPro subscription. Adobe plans to launch payment services for Adobe Commerce by the end of 2021, letting customers natively receive payments on storefronts without a third-party payment provider. Merchants will be able to accept credit and debit cards, PayPal, and Venmo, with support for PayPal's Pay Later tools. The music annotating startup Genius sold its assets to Media Lab AI, a media holding company that owns the messaging app Kick, for $80 million. According to PitchBook, this is less than the startup raised over its years of venture funding. Last week, Brazil's president Jair Bolsonaro issued a provisional measure that required social networks to get a court order to remove most types of content, including alleged misinformation. However, on September 14th, the Brazilian Supreme Court suspended the rules from going into effect. These provisional measures expire 120 days without congressional approval, and Brazil's Senate sent them back to the president without approval, effectively killing the measure. And finally, Apple's recently announced sixth-generation iPad mini offers optional 5G connectivity, but support documents show it doesn't support millimeter wave. 5G iPhones and iPad Pros, for reference, both support sub-6 GHz and millimeter wave 5G. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.